Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
All right, let's end our program tonight with markets and company news. It's a Monday, and that means Makwe Masalela from Makwe Fund Managers. Makwe, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. The Rand under considerable pressure today. In fact, even the market itself taking a bit of heat after Donald Trump's South African land expropriation warning.
Definitely, you know, and I think the markets, other than that, you know, he just about after him imposing the tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China, with effect from tomorrow, markets were just jittery. But I think it's a question of the guys not understanding exactly what needs to be done. But we know that South Africa and Europe are also potential in Trump's tariffs crosshairs, and a model apparently gauging the economic impact of Trump's tariffs plan from European Union, from the, what do you call it, Ernst & Young, suggests it will reduce U.S. economic growth by 1.5% this year. So the broader financial markets have reacted sharply to these developments, with the U.S. dollar strengthening against other major currencies. Hence, you also see the rand struggling the way it's doing. But yes, our situation was exacerbated by those comments that were directly pointing to us as a country. And when it materializes or not, for me, Jeremy, it's a question of, for Trump, it doesn't matter how big or small you are as an economy or as a country. If he's got something to address with you, definitely he's not going to shy away.
There's no doubt about that. And even if all of this comes to fruition and there is follow through, companies right now need to be looking very carefully at some type of risk mitigation strategy, because the impact could be felt right across the board and it could be severe.
Definitely, and one of the casualties, you know, will be workers, because if companies don't have the market, if companies are not making money, they look at reducing cost, and wages and salaries happens to be one of your biggest costs when you run a company. So those will be the first culprits, and bearing in mind that as a government, the most revenue that you get is from pay as you earn. So if you've got more people not working, it's going to affect your income when it comes to taxes, and it means you'll struggle now to start delivering on the things that you're supposed to deliver on, and you might not have any much choice but to go and continue to borrow more. And we know what is borrowing code doing to us. I mean, we spend almost R1 billion a day just to service the interest.
7 years on, Makwe, and we're still talking about this. Tiger Brands has now agreed to pay for medical assistance related to the listeriosis outbreak in 2018. The company says it will make advance payments to people seeking urgent medical attention related to that tragic outbreak. And the upshot of that is that Tiger Brands' share price today has fallen by over 2%, in fact, almost 2.5%.
Definitely, because that is coming from the earnings, from the profits that they've been making. And I guess it was expected that the guys would definitely try to defend themselves, because they were also guarding against a last action against them. So now buying time, which morally is not the right thing to do, but for shareholders probably it was the right thing to do. But we are happy that ultimately they came to a conclusion which will definitely at the end of the day benefit the very same consumers or the patients or the victims of listeriosis.
Moving on to Pepkor, the company says it's noted strong December growth and it's made huge market share gains. 95 new stores opened during the last quarter, and revenue from continuing operations up by just over 12%. Again, these are good numbers in a tough retail environment.
Definitely, and that revenue increase was driven by the robust sales, and we saw sales growth of 9.5%, and also some share market gain, as you said, and that's mainly in the traditional retail. But of significant importance is fintech growth continued to be sustained, and the very same fintech growth helped gross profit margin to improve, and the sales growth was helped by the product availability, which is key. We know what supply chain can do to you, and also diligent execution by retail brands, and more of a favorable consumer environment in South Africa. We've been seeing interest rates going down. We've been seeing inflation going down. So consumer confidence kind of improved.
I mean, that fintech growth is quite astonishing. Revenue up by 35% to just under 4 billion rand. But interesting to see so many of these big conglomerates also pursuing a diversification strategy. One of the units is Pepkor Lifestyle, and it's achieved a 15% growth in sales. The tech division, maybe not as ambitious, just 2%, but it does point to the way in which big companies like this, big retail companies, are looking to expand their tentacles into as many different operations as possible.
And we all know, you know, that since the days of COVID-19, things have started to move much quicker when it comes to digital. So if you are able to tap into that and move some of the things into digital, then definitely, I guess, you will be a winner.
Let's move on to the gold mining sector. Harmony says it's set to meet its upper end of full-year guidance. And as we're speaking, I'm just looking for the share price today, and it'll come up in just a moment. But here we go. Share price today is also up, I think, up by 0.18%, 214 rand and 77 cents an ounce. But again, they'll be fairly happy with these numbers, surely.
Definitely, and because SA Underground recovered grades and expected the recovered grades from the SA Underground operations are expected to be higher, and that is driven mainly by the exceptional performance from Mponeng mine. And also of importance, the all-in sustaining cost remain comfortably below the guidance. I mean, if you look into the rand per gram, kilogram, you know, price, we're talking 985,000, and if you take today's spot price, of course, that hovers around almost 1.7 million per kilogram. So you check the difference, the guys are making a decent profit, and the guys are also confident that full year all in sustaining cost will remain within the guided range. And then also, but that's because of planned lower production, inflationary increases, and higher sustaining capital.
And let's take a look at Capitec now. There was a trading update out on Friday that says it expected a major earnings boost, both from income and client growth. The share price today is slightly down, so maybe the market had factored that in already.
Definitely, and the guys continue to make inroads into the market share of other banks. They expect earnings to jump by 32%, and that's because of continuation of the improvement when it comes to credit impairments charge and also credit loss seen in the second half of 2024. And net transaction commission income, including value-added services and Capitec Connect, were a significant driver of the growth.
And just finally, we've got the State of the Nation address on Thursday. Makwe, what is the market expectation?
A clear-cut plan, not promises. Even if they can just have a plan for two things, I think markets will be happy.
Makwe Maselela, thank you very much indeed. From Makwe Fund Managers, always appreciate your time. We'll talk to you next week.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.